The Inbox.
What a do, what a do, what a do. You know who it is. It's your boy, Feral Mo.
And JT.
And this is Inbox Radio, man. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. I can't complain. Cannot complain. You know, had some technical difficulties throughout the week, you know. It got figured out a couple days ago, so all that's good.
Okay.
And,
Well, that's good. That's good news.
Yeah, it's great news.
Well, first, we didn't even test the Facebook Live audio, so we should probably test that.
Test it out.
Before we see how we're doing. Go full strength. Let me turn off my Bluetooth.
And, hey, we got something special for y'all. Hey, I hope y'all join this. I hope y'all join the convo. I hope y'all do. I hope y'all join this convo tonight.
Because
it's something. It's not going to be too crazy, but it's going to be something special. Yeah, it's going to be something special. So.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. All right. Well, shit.
They may not be able to hear the music, though.
They probably won't hear the music. So you guys might not.
We can't really even play it on there anyways.
Right. Yeah, so you guys might not hear the music until you actually go listen to the broadcast, either on Apple, Spotify, Deezer, Indy 100. Also, shout out to Indy 100, man.
Shout out to Indy 100.
Shout out to
clap
them.
It up for them. Clap it up for Indy 100. They might not be able to hear the sound effects either.
They might not hear the sound effects.
Let me see if we can hear the sound effects. Let's try it out.
This is all new. Hey, this is new. You know, hey, mastermind. With the help of my nigga JTizza. Hey, mastermind.
I lost the stream.
Lost the stream.
I'll find it. All right. Let's see if we can hear these sound effects. No, sir, we cannot.
No sound effects? It's all good.
So we should probably connect you through Bluetooth audio. So let's try that.
We can do that.
Let's try that real quick.
Hold on 1 second, guys.
We can hear the sound effects now. Let's check it out. Yes, sir.
Oh, so we're good
there
to
it
go.
Is. Yes, sir.
Hey, so this is a one of one right
so
here.
We might not be able to play the music, though.
Yeah, that music we probably can't
unless
play.
Unless we say we don't own the copyrights. Because,
yeah. You know how Facebook is, you know how Meta is. But, you know, fuck all that.
So here we are.
Here we are.
Hey, the Inbox.
Thanks for joining us today, man. Actually, I got some good things going on. First and foremost, I do want to say, before we get into our word of the day, I do want to say that this is Inbox 1 year anniversary. shit came by fast. This is quick. And I want to first... First and foremost, there's a lot of people I want to thank, man, because this has been a cool 4.5-5 years of straight doing this podcast radio shit.
Yeah, Farrell's been going
and
crazy.
It's been a crazy ride. This shit, dog. I was sitting there thinking about this today, man. This has been a crazy ride, and This podcast shit is more than just putting on some headphones and getting to a microphone and talking, man. Absolutely. I'll say that. This is more than just getting to a microphone and talking. This shit has been, it's been a lot of work, man. trying to coordinate people, trying to come up with things. And, I mean, it's a lot of hard work, man. And I want to say to everybody that's been involved, thank you. I couldn't do this shit without y'all. I mean, I could. I have. But for real, it's y'all that make it happen. And you know, I wanna say thank you to those who, you know, support what it is that we're doing.
Absolutely. Thank y'all.
Thank you a lot, man. It does mean a lot. I ain't gonna even front. And you know, the guys over in, you know, Indy 100, that, you know, thank you too.
Out in Vegas.
Yeah, I'm Vegas, thank you. I appreciate y'all for recognizing something in me when I just, you know, I'm sitting there playing with it. Pause.
I'm sitting too close. Yeah, talking like that.
Hey, no ditty, man. No ditty. But yeah, I want to thank y'all for just recognizing something in me and you know, just let me do what I do, because I'll be doing it. But let me shout out to all the role players, the key players that's you know, been in the loop for the past four and a half years. Actually, I want to shout out to my first guest ever, this man sitting right here, Jay Tizza. Hey, if you catch my very, very, very first episode podcast ever, this man is doing the recording, and he's the first guest. Shout out to him. Jay Tizza. Mr. Ball Out.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, I got
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, oh, yeah. You want.
Ball Out.
Yeah. Shout out to Twan Green.
Shout out to Twan Green.
And, you know, after that, hey, shout out to my man Eazy-E, E with a Q.
E with a Q.
Make it do what
make
it do.
Make it do what it do.
Yeah. He's the one that actually helped me come up with the idea of even doing this shit. And that's, you know, that's a story I've told many a times. But, you know, check out the past episodes. And then after that, I want to give a big, 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 huge shout out to my man, Brother Eyes, Iron Eyes.
Shout out.
Shout out to my man, Brother Eyes, Iron Eyes, man. Iron Eyes. Shout out to him. Shout out to Kelly Kell.
Shout out Kelly Kell.
We got something coming up in the future.
Yeah, I was about to say. I know we mentioned it before.
We mentioned it before, but we got something coming up in the future.
I'm excited for this.
I'm extremely excited. The closer it gets to football season, the more I get excited. But, you know, more on that later. More on that later. But shout out to them, because they played a huge part in what's going on right now. And then I want to say, whew, hey, Meg. Where
shout
you at,
Megs.
Meg? Hey, Megs. Let me tell y'all about Megs, man. So, when I was coming up with the idea of having Inbox Radio, this is your boy Pharaoh Mo.
And Honest Megs.
And this is Inbox Radio. And, you know, whenever I decided to come up with this, I couldn't think of anybody else that I'd want to do it with more than Meg. So how it started was, you know, I had her on my show. And, you know, we was talking, chopping it up. And, you know, she liked everything that was going down, you know what I mean? It really interested her. So she came up with her own show. This shit was tight. Hey, shout out to Hardy Hayes. She was on
shout
the she was on
Hardy
the show
Hayes.
Too. You know what I'm saying? So they had their own little podcast, and I was feeling it. So I was like, this is a good combination that I could have. You know, I could have a male perspective and a female perspective, and, you know, it could be real and raw, and you know what I mean? It's entertaining. So, therefore, you got Inbox Radio, you know?
The Inbox.
And, you know, me and Meg, we've been killing it. And JT, he was playing the background until we begged him. We kind of begged him to be on here because, hey, when he gave his, you know, input, the nigga was making sense. So, I appreciate Meg for even thinking the same thing that I was thinking to even bring JT on, because it worked out perfectly. You know what I'm saying? It worked out good. But Meg is a very integral part of what's going on with the Inbox. And even though she's doing some other things right now, she's still a part.
Maybe
she could be back on. Yeah. You never know. Anything could happen. Anything's possible.
Well, hopefully she taps in.
I hope so.
I guess I'll have to move that shit closer so we can actually read what the people are saying. Well, can't you pull it up on the...
I can. You know what?
Yeah, we can pull it up on the computer.
I can't pull it up. Let's do that. I can. Let me see what's going on, guys. Hold on.
Put it right there. Or I can... let it run.
See what's going on real quick.
See if we got any feedback. Got a couple on here. Oh, Ty. Shout out Ty. He's trying to come on the show.
Hey, shout out to my man Ty. Hey, that's my nigga right there.
We got you, Ty.
That's my nigga right there, boy.
From way back. We got you, Ty.
Got you.
Appreciate you.
Let's go. I am not connected to the internet.
Yeah, I can see. I can have it on my phone. I'll just keep the chat up.
But while you're doing that, Jay Tizza, I want to get into the, you know, we always have the word of the day. So if this is your first time even checking in and listening to this shit, we have something called word of the day.
Word of the day.
You know, sorry I'm sweating and shit, you know, got the sweater on, about to take it off. But the word of the day, and it's a little different. Well, it's not different. It's a common word that we always use. We use it every single day of the fucking day. All fucking day. We use this word. And the word of the day is fuck.
Fuck.
That's the word of the day. Mm. Fuck.
What made you dig deep in the archives for that?
Oh, because I always wonder where did that name come from?
Number one word in history.
Right. Where did that name come from? Why is it such... to me, it's the number one swear word of all time.
It's the GOAT.
Yeah, I can't think of a... I could think of some worse names, but fuck is just one of those names.
It's so universal.
Like, it stings a little bit. It's just like, fuck! Or fuck. Or fuck.
What the fuck?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of them words. I don't know. But there's a couple meanings to it. Let's get to it. It's a verb. Well... The one definition, it's a verb. And fuck is post tense, fucked past particle, fucked. Yeah, that shit's crazy. But the meaning is have sex with. Mm.
That's the first.
That's the first meaning. Have sex with. Dictionary? Yeah, that's the verb. Okay. Or to ruin or damage something.
Okay.
Or treat someone badly or unfairly. That's, you know, that's the verb definition of fuck.
Well, when I think of...
I know what I think of when I think of fuck.
Yeah, they kind of go hand in hand.
It goes hand and motherfucking hand. That's what I think of. But, yeah, that's the verb definition of fuck. So, let's get to the...
Can you use it in a sentence?
I can. I'm about to go fuck this chick. that's what they're giving me as a verb. Hey, that's what they're giving me. Or, hey. Nah, I can't say that. That shit sounds...
We're live.
Yeah, that shit sounds...
We can't edit
that
out.
Pause as hell.
Yeah, you can't edit that out right now.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. Let's get to another one. So the noun definition is... act or instance of having sex or a sexual partner. An exclamation of sorts, you know. Fuck, used alone or as a noun or verb in various phrases or expresses. Annoyance or impotence.
Mm.
You know? So fuck is an English language profanity which is often refers to an act of sexual intercourse but is also commonly used as an intensifier or to convey disdain.
So a little seasoning. A
little bit.
A little seasoning on
it. Yeah, a little, little.
So little I feel like of all the words you've been bringing up for this last year, this is the one that everybody knows.
This is the one that everybody
and
knows.
And it has the most definitions and uses. Hey. It's crazy.
Everybody says fuck. You know what? It's so bad. You know, listen, mom.
You ever see them videos where the little kids go in the bathroom?
I was just about to say, my kids say like, fuck secretly.
Like, all right, so when you're in the bathroom, you can say anything you want. And they be like, fuck. That shit, that's hilarious.
Hey, my kid did that to me one day. He was like, hey, dad, can I say a cuss word?
Oh, my God. You already know.
I was like, what cuss word do you want to say? He's like, can I say it? And I won't get in trouble. You won't tell my mom? I was like, go ahead. I won't tell
Dad,
your mom.
Dad, you won't tell
He's
my
like,
mom.
He's like, are you sure? He, like, his eyes just lit up like it was Christmas. Like, I was just giving him fucking a million Z-Bucks or something. V-Bucks, whatever the shit's called. His eyes just lit up. And I was like, go ahead, say it. He's like, fuck! I'm like, you feel better? Does it make you feel good? He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, well, you're not going to say that for a while, so you're good.
That's your youngest?
No, that was my oldest. That's your oldest. That was when he was like, shit, 10.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was the funniest shit ever.
At least he went all the way in. I mean, he had
Yeah.
So he went all the way in.
Yeah. So I'm glad that he got that out of his system. Now it's, now he's on. He's on now. But, let's get into the elephant into the room, man. I want to know your opinion. I want to know a bunch of people's opinion. So, while we're here right now, hey, where's my man D-Chat? Where's D-Chat?
You probably got to hit him up.
Yeah, because I already told D-Chat about this. I told a couple niggas about this one right here. Where's Swan Green? I want to hear He's probably at work. Well, you know what? I want to talk about this Drake and Kendrick shit. What you think, man?
So when it first started,
I already know what you're going to say.
I hit up Twan Green. I said, I don't think we can listen to Drake in public no more, bro. Because Kendrick went in.
Mm. When it first.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But then I think Drake followed up. He did his thing. I feel like it was a good battle. I'm torn now that I'm older. It's like hip-hop has been going through so much shit this last year. You know, the 50th year, nobody's charting hip-hop music. Like, it's a big thing. They're saying hip-hop is, like, dead. It's, you know. And then now, two of the biggest artists are battling, like, airing out their fucking dirty laundry, trying to, like, ruin each other. Hey. But I like the battle.
Right.
But now that I'm older, it's kind of like, damn.
I get it.
Like, why are these two black men?
No, I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that shit.
But. I just feel like people don't like Drake for real. Like, he makes good music, but people don't like him for real. They really don't.
Dog, what have I been telling you this whole time?
Not that.
I mean,
we talk about the music.
Well, I mean, we talk about the music, but so
they don't like people don't like him for real. All
right, so
use him in the beginning to get on and get a big hit,
right?
But then, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what happens behind the scenes.
So I'm gonna give you my own analysis of this whole thing. I always go back to this analogy that Ali said when he was fighting. He was either fighting Foreman or Frazier, one of the two. Or actually, he might have been fighting somebody else. But he said, I'm going to show you what it looks like when a real professional fights a really, really good amateur. Kendrick showed you what it's like for a real MC to battle a really, really, really good rapper. Listen, I'm gonna be honest. You already know how I feel about Drake, but that family matters. That family matters. The family matters, bro. If that was anybody else, he would have washed him. As a matter of fact, any other rapper other than Kendrick that he mentioned on Family Matters, he washed him.
But let's keep it real, though. Kendrick's first one wasn't really... The first one on that Metro wasn't really a diss.
That wasn't a... I mean, it was Drake a diss, but say nothing. I'm featured on these niggas' songs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And this is where Drake fucked up at. These niggas made two albums about you, but you're worried about my little ass verse.
Well, they had problems for
but it's still, these niggas made two albums about you, and you're worried about my little ass verse.
I mean, when Kendrick drops once every couple years...
It doesn't matter.
It's the biggest...
Rocky, so, Rocky, was the last time A$AP Rocky dropped?
No, I'm just saying, Kendrick is one of the, when he drops, it's one of the biggest releases.
It's big, right, it's huge.
So even though it's not every year or whatever, it's one of the biggest releases. Everybody anticipates it, everybody's excited about it. So, like, he went after the biggest, I guess, out of the bunch.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I think Future's big. I'm a big Future fan. Future's big, though. I'm a fan, and that's what's crazy. I'm a fan of all artists. But yeah, I don't know, man. I just thought Kendrick's, you know, the 7 minute one was kind of like, eh. I mean, he said some shit.
It was a light tap.
But I was just like, eh.
It was a light tap.
Yeah.
When Drake dropped that shit though, yeah. I was like, whoa. I'm not even gonna sit here in front to you. Like I was like, man, this shit's weak. Nah, that shit is hard. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. That day when Drake dropped that shit, and he had the spinning G unit on. Oh, that nigga was ready. He was ready, dog. Dog, if this was anybody else, Drake would have crushed him. I honestly feel like if Drake got another shot at Pusha and he dropped that.
Well, I think the way Pusha had all that insider information and Drake didn't know about it. Yeah, it was crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, man, that's and then when he, dog, you know what my shit is?
What?
Freaky ass nigga, you a 69 God. Freaky ass nigga, you a 69 God. Yo. Yo, that right there, dog. That's where Kendrick won, because now he got a song that everybody's gonna bop to, and you're right. Not gonna get away from it. You're not going to get away from that. That shit is too danceable. It's too, yeah. You know what I mean? You're not going to get away from that. That's when he won the battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just. And then Drake came with some little soft ass.
Well, he waved the white flag on the last one.
He did.
And then, like, why do you have to say he ain't a pedophile like 15 times? Like, it's cool. You tell me one time. I get it, bro.
You ain't got to say it to me.
You don't got to say it to me. I get it. Like, all right. I believe you.
I know some pedophiles that claim this. I believed you,
but now.
Yeah, like, man. It's a little cringeworthy.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking that you was. But now.
You looking at little number 11 off of Stranger Things like a snack. Man, that girl not even 21.
But I mean, but all right. There ain't no rules to war.
But
if the shit ain't true. I feel like just because you got a hard bar about it, if it ain't true, you can't.
Kendrick warned him before. But if it don't tell no lies about me, and I won't tell no truths about you. He warned him. And this is what happened. Freaky ass nigga, you a 69 God. Freaky ass nigga, you a 69 God. Freaky ass nigga, you a 69 God. O-V-O. Hey, my nigga did it. Hey.
First off, he took his black card instantly.
No, the weirdest shit though
said,
that I seen.
I hate the way you say that word.
The weirdest shit I seen was a video of Drake.
He said, but I guess it's just me. I guess that shit was
the weirdest shit I seen was a video of Drake going behind dude pinching his butt and shit.
What?
Dog, you ain't see dog. Dog, he was pinching this nigga's butt. I swear to you, man. Drake, hey, they made this shit. This is fucked up. It's fucked up, man. Oh, hey, Twan Green. Hey, where's Deech at? I want to know what he thinks.
Let me see if I can get him.
See where Deech is at. Freaky ass nigga, you a 69, God. Look at you, a 69. Hey, that's my shit. Yo, so, hey, Anybody out in the chat, hey, what's good? Trying to join the conversation. Well, I got some more conversation. We can get into it. The rabbit hole goes deep. Pause.
All right, so hold on, let me check the notes. Let me see if this is in the notes. No, it's not in the notes. So listen, did you hear the game diss on Rick Ross?
Oh yeah,
I heard
that
it.
Breaking news. I heard that
before the show.
Yeah, hey, I
Why
do
is that
like
the that. Best verse I ever heard him spit.
I don't know about that. The game. See, the game and Rick Ross.
I'm getting messages that not everybody can see this live.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Do you have it private to only your friends?
You know what?
Oh, come on.
Damn.
Farrell.
Hey, I'm fucking.
Damn.
But he's my friend.
What?
He's my friend. I got.
I'm getting messages. Not everybody
can
see it.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I got to make it like public or something.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you make a live show public? He said, I got to make it public or something.
Sometimes I don't be knowing, man.
I wish I had a womp, womp.
Womp, womp, womp. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm
sorry. Dude, I got a crickets or something.
Crickets.
Nah. Damn. You restricting us.
I am. Here, let's
give us a 30-second intermission.
Hey, 30-second break.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, I'ma go in. Yeah. Had all I wanted, but I wanted more. Love cut deep, but I can't ain't no. Show you some new shit, girl, explode. Girl, I'm ready. Pack your shit up, girl, let's hit the road. Forget everything you was told. Screen nigga, yeah, I won't fold. In my personal space, E-Bow. Bitch, I been up. Tidy rat niggas acting up. I know beef going on, I'm aware. Pull a hat trick, start like Patrick. JT, this is rap shit. Yo, add it. Making songs is a habit. I can't break this bit. Twice a week in the studio to get this fit. Niggas indicted with the jail just to get this fit. I hope you try to go to hell, you trying to take this shit. I'm my own, I'm my own, I'm my own man. I'm a grown, I'm a grown, I'm a grown man. You get killed trying to roam where my zone, man. Amazon in my prime, I'm a grown man.
Inbox.
Yo, sorry about that technical difficulties, but hopefully everybody that's on the live gets to see us now. Sorry about that. I do apologize. You probably didn't even get a chance to hear what we've been doing thus far.
They'll be able to see.
But you'll be able to see. Y'all be straight. Y'all will be straight. And you getting Deech?
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can get him.
Yo, so what's good out there?
He might still. I know Twan's probably working. He might still be working.
Oh, okay. Yo, who's all out? Out there.
We only got two on as of right now, but
oh, okay. they'll probably be back
live.
Right.
So it's cracking. All right, we can get back into it.
Oh, okay. So who do you feel won, like fair and square? You think Kendrick won?
I probably have to say Kendrick won, especially the way Drake ended it.
Yeah, yeah, right. With the way Drake ended
that, that was weird.
He came in soft.
I don't know what the approach was.
That was a soft way he came in. See that, and that's my whole gripe with Drake, yo. That nigga's emo as fuck.
I mean, he held his own.
He held it.
I think it was just like, all right, this. I mean, where am I gonna go now? He probably didn't have nothing else to say. Where's he gonna go from here? So he was just like, but I just didn't like how.
But this nigga put out a whole dance song. Listen, Kendrick backed to back him. He backed to back him. Kendrick backed to back him. He did.
Drake backed to back too.
No.
In the beginning.
Dog, listen. If Kendrick's about to win some awards off this song, bro. Kendrick back to back Drake. Kendrick back to back Drake. I swear to God. Dog, this song is going to be the song of the summer. Niggas is going to be dancing to this song, dissing Drake.
What they say now, popping ass.
Yeah, popping ass. When you're next to Sexy Red, I see two bad bitches.
Yeah, that was hilarious. That was hilarious.
It's true. That was hilarious. Oh, my gosh. That's funny. Man. Hey, Kendrick won it. I don't care what you drink, stand, say. I don't care. Enough.
It was a good battle.
It was a good battle. Hey, until Deej comes on, I'm done with that. Hey, Drake's the winner.
He ain't reply.
Drake's the winner. But I do have a question. And anybody that's in the live or whatever, you know, feel free to answer or, you know, answer the question too. But I feel that there's a double standard in the dating community.
There's always a double standard.
So always. Are you? I know.
That's cool.
I know you're. You know who Drea is.
Drea Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she's basketball pregnant by a basketball player.
Yeah.
Like you know they're 20, making a big
22-year-old, and she's like what 40 something. Close to 40.
She's close to 40. She's around my age, but. What's the problem? Like, people are making a big deal about this. He's 21, 22. She's 38, 39, 40.
I mean, in an entertainment industry, it's not really, I mean, it's.
I mean, it shouldn't be a thing in any industry. Like, bro, so we wait for, like, when you're grown, like.
How old is he? 22.
21, 22.
Yeah.
Nigga, you're grown, bro.
I mean.
You're grown. Like, there's no pedophilia about. Dating someone that's 21 years old. Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, and people are making a big deal out of it. I know when I was...
I mean, the big deal is why you keep latching on to all these... Yeah.
Nigga, so?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If they like each other, they like each other.
I mean, right. But, like, what's the... I guess what I'm trying to say is
the age gap is just weird to people.
But what do you want? Because you're... Okay, so... The R. Kelly thing, I understand. These are two grown motherfuckers. So what are you going to say?
He's grown and he's living in a grown atmosphere.
Right. So that's when you're grown, you're grown.
He's not a teenager.
Right. Yeah. Nigga, I can legally give you some dick. If you're, you know, you happen to be, I don't care if you're 50. I can give you some dick. Yeah, I could be, nigga, honestly, I could be 18 and give you some dick legal. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't get it, like. I want to say this without sounding crazy.
Society made it taboo when there's an age gap like that. But if they're adults, they're adults.
They're adults. That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't think the shit was weird. Like, nigga, nah. I was his age hitting bras off. Same age or older. You know what I'm saying?
I think the taboo thing is who she is. And, like, what she's been around and all that shit. They feel like she's extorting them.
She could be, though. Dog, she could be. That's the fountain of youth, bro. That's a phone. You fuck with these young niggas. You know what I'm saying? That's Larissa Pippen. Dog, where do you go?
How the fuck does that even happen? Hold on.
Where do you go after dating? Okay, you dated Michael Jordan's son. Your husband was Scottie Pippen. Where do you go after that? Okay, so you got this nigga's pension.
How do you date Michael Jordan's son after you were married to Scottie Pippen? Is what my question is.
Right. So you.
How
so
the fuck does that
therefore,
even happen?
Therefore, hey, you know what that means? You's a whole renegade.
Nah, Jordan set that renegade. Shit up because he was tired of Pippen running his mouth.
So I'm having my son fuck your bitch.
I'm married and I
you
like my wife.
You keep on talking shit, I'm going to have my son fuck your bitch.
I'm married and I like this wife. Junior.
That's fucked up.
Get on over there. You know, I mean.
But dog.
That's him. So the right. iPad. That's him looking at that iPad on the.
Yeah.
On
the But what do you, if you're her, what do you do? Because you're not a bad looking chick. What do you do? And the guys that's actually going to treat you right, you don't
what do you
want
mean,
them.
What do you do?
What do you do?
Anybody will fuck with her.
But what? So you just looking to just be in the clubs and just be out here all like that?
I mean, that's the real question. Okay.
Dog, you could be 40.
You could be 40 and
you look
50.
Good.
All right, here's the real thing. You could be in your 40s and 50s and fucking with 20-year-olds, right? Man. But why are you in the same environments as them? That's the real question.
So you know
that's
what
that's why people think it's weird.
Hey, so you know what?
What are you doing in the club with 20-year-olds? Like really trying to club with 20-year-olds?
And that's why Future said, "I went to the beach last summer." You know what I'm saying? Like that's crazy.
My kids are 21, and we went out to the bar and had a couple drinks, and then we went to this little nightclub. And I'm like, "All right, y'all do your thing." I sat at the little table for like 30 minutes, had a drink. I was like, all right, I'm out. Y'all have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 40 years old. What the fuck I need to be?
Yeah.
It's cool. If I want to take my wife out and we want to like,
it's different.
Listen to music and have a good time. Yeah, it's different. Thing. But like, what are 40-year-olds in the club on the prowl for?
Dog, I feel weird. If I went to a club right now, I'd feel so out of place and weird.
See, now I just set you up. You said that you thought it was weird, right?
Yeah.
And just in the beginning, you were talking about Drea and what's his name, Jalen? Was it Jalen Green?
Yeah.
You said what's the big deal? That's the big deal.
Well, right, but that's one aspect of it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm gonna tell a chick
flip
straight up
the script, though. If it's a man fucking with young women.
But if I'm dealing with a chick, she's gonna know from day one. I am not going to a fucking club. You know what I mean? We can go somewhere cool. We can go somewhere cool and chill and whatever, but I'm not going to a fucking club for what? To pay for an overpriced bottle I can get for three times, five times less? What the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, man.
But like and then you want to sit here and talk about money management? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, come on, make it make sense. I'm not going to a fucking club. That sounds fucking retarded. Excuse my language.
Hey, you're
going to
catch Pharaoh in the club.
No, you're not.
Next week. Because it's about to be a hot girl summer. Pharaoh going to be in the club looking for...
No, you ain't going to catch me in no club. You ain't going to catch me in no club. Shit. But, that shit just sounds crazy to me, because I know, I wish, there was a point in time that we were just asking for somebody to be 18 and over, but, like, obviously being 21, the age of 21, 22, and, you know, that's not enough, you know, when you're consenting adults, like, what are we talking? That's just my thing. I don't know. But I digress. Next subject. Jay Tizza.
Yes, sir.
Question for you. And I had to think about this question, too. I had to think about this motherfucker. Would you take $1.7 million right now or... $1,750.
$1,750
a day for the rest of your life.
Oh, that's easy. $1,750. Why not? Yo, shout out Josh Vihar.
Hey, shout out to my man Josh. Hey, Vihar, what's up, bro? What's good?
Ah, he got a great question for you.
What's up? What's up?
He said, "What's the cutoff age?" You said you're hitting a 21-year-old.
Oh yeah, I'm hitting a 21-year-old.
How low can you go?
21's the lowest.
How low can you go?
So there's a method to my madness. I'm not really interested in.
He said under it. Oh my god. Hey, we're gonna end the live if he says yes to that. No. We're ending the live if he says yes to that.
No underage. We're
done. End boxes. Done.
No underage. No.
Drake.
Listen. I have a method. Listen, there's a whole method to my shit. First off, I don't even, if you're under, not even 25, like, I don't even want to date you if you're under 30. I don't even want to date you. If you're under 30.
He didn't say date.
Hey, but.
Pharrell doing a limbo. How low
can you go? If it's low that.
Can you go?
if it's just that, dog.
18?
That's kind of. That's a line, bro. You're walking the line like motherfucking, what's his name?
Walk the line. Johnny Cash.
Yeah, you're walking the line, bro. I'm not walking the line. I know it's legal, but.
So they got to be in the 20s?
Nigga, you got to be in the 20s.
Because 20s don't seem that bad.
At least you got to be 21. At least we can go to a bar, bro.
Or not Club Stratus. We got to get to like the real club. Club Stratus back in the day was 18 and over.
Yeah, you got to at least be 21. You got to at least be able to get a drink. You know what I'm saying? But just know there's nothing going, like, I don't know if you expect the future, but you know what I'm saying? This is going to end.
Yeah.
You thinking it's never going to end. This ain't future.
Exactly.
It's going to end.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to end where it began.
Hey, he said he needs some miles on his car. He said 30 and up. He's married, but he said 30 and up. I feel that, though. I feel that.
Yeah, I do too, man. I do. But,
My niece is...
But she'll be...
20? My niece is 20. Could you imagine, like, I'm not single, but I couldn't imagine being out in the club and seeing her in the club, and I'm trying to holler at one of her friends. Like, really?
Nah, really? I'm not...
So 21, you could do 21?
I'm not trying to. It's not me trying to holler.
I'm just saying we went there, so we got to go there.
It depends. Hey, there's a certain discernment. Remember the word.
Yeah,
the word of the day we had before. Yeah. Shout out to Casey. Hey, discernment. There's certain discernment that goes on because there's certain 21-year-olds that can carry themselves as such. It depends, dog.
Here you go.
You got to understand, when we was coming up, we could carry ourselves in a way that wasn't, you know, had nothing to do with our age. We can carry ourselves pretty well. So it just depends. You know what I'm saying? It depends on the female. Because
I wish I had a record scratch. I wish I had shit.
You know what I'm saying? It just depends. No, sir. Dog, just, okay, here, I'm just going to come out and say it. If you're under 30.
Could you imagine me fucking the same girl as my twins?
No.
Me and Anthony and Andre out smashing the same bro.
How old are they? They're 23?
They're 22. Think about that.
Nope. I don't see that.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't see
they're
that.
They're fucking kids.
Yeah, they're kids. They're kids.
Oh, my God. Pharrell.
But listen.
You all right, bro? Let me
check. Hey.
You good?
If they're old enough,
21.
If they're old enough to cross the street and get a beer, if they're old enough to cross the street and get a beer, they're old enough to get hit.
Hey,
so I'll say that old enough to cross the street and get a beer, they're old enough to get hit.
How many girls you know growing up?
Boom!
With the fucking fake ID, or they didn't even need the fake ID. They didn't get carded. So how many teenage girls you know growing up when we was growing up that was in the fucking club?
Nigga, my name's not Stevie Wonder, bro. I can see. Nigga, I can see plain and clear.
Josh said he's sweating again. Get him a towel. And I'm 21 year old, and he's sweating like R. Kelly.
A monster, hog tie.
I don't even know how to talk hog tie people. Oh my god!
You want to call somebody a monster?
She said. Do you like young girls? Do you teenage girls? He's like, well,
what do you?
Well, how young are you talking?
That's crazy. No, that's crazy, bro.
That's what you sound like right
that,
now.
That's not.
If you're 21,
if you're old enough to cross the street and get a beer, and you're old enough to get hit. You know what I'm saying? I had to add a beer part. So if you're 21, you can get hit.
Hey, why my wife hop on and say you're going to be like De Niro having babies at 80?
Hey, that's all me, baby. God. Hit it with the Dougie.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Hey, shout
25 and I mean, at least you want them to have fucking cheaper car insurance, right? At least 25, right?
Yeah.
The cheap car insurance.
Oh, I cannot be intimately involved with you unless you're 30. So if you're under 30, if you're 21 and 29, just know you're getting hit like Stevie Wonder behind the car.
Oh my god!
I'm just saying, like, hey, listen,
like this.
Knowing is half the battle.
Stevie be like,
knowing's half the battle. So if you know that, that's half the battle.
Hey.
I'm just saying, shit.
Hey, all proceeds tonight will go to Pharaoh's commissary. Pharaoh gonna be making them chi-chis. Josh, put it on the books. Put it on the books, Josh. V-Hard got jokes tonight.
Oh, that's my man. Hey,
put it on the fucking books, yo. What's your inmate number?
Cell block 4.
I got you, Pharaoh. Put it on the books.
Hey, shout out to my man, V-Hard, bro. Yeah. He be going in, bro. Hey.
I'm in here sweating, too, now.
That's the only nigga I know that. This nigga knows some music, bro. You want to know about some music? Hey, you got to ask him. He be knowing. I remember one night, me and my wife was drinking one night. She went to bed. Me and him was up bullshitting. We was going 1v1, and this nigga had some hits. I was like, oh yeah? Nigga, you got me.
What's the go-to?
Oh,
what's the go-to in the chat? So,
nigga, he knows what the go-to is. Hey, he be knowing some shit.
Shout out Jay Hayes.
Hey, shout out Jay Hayes, bro.
Big show off.
Hey, show off gang. Hey, salute, bro. Hey, we got to have you on the show again, man.
Absolutely.
Got to have you. Pause.
Yo, B-Hard, what number one? What's your number one top artist? I ain't going to do top five.
Yep.
One artist. Throw it in the chat. Whoever's in here, throw it in the chat. One artist, top artist. Let's see. Who you got?
My top artist?
Yep. Want me to go first? Let me go. Oh, okay. Jay-Z. All right. That's respectable.
Jay-Z.
I got Wayne. I grew up on Wayne. I've been a Wayne fan since he first came out. 15.
Dog.
I've always been a Wayne fan.
I was thinking about that yesterday because I was like, niggas be disrespecting Lil Wayne anymore. I feel like it. I feel like niggas disrespect Lil Wayne anymore.
So we got Hov or Jadakiss. That's two. We said one.
I need Hov
or Jadakiss.
The top one.
Just one? Yeah. Everybody else, throw it in the chat. Who you got?
Jay-Z, number one. I know niggas gonna say Nas.
I know Nas is a dope artist. He's a dope artist. But I can't, like, I don't know.
I can't listen
to Nas for a long time. I can't listen to a whole album.
I
don't know why.
It's weird because, dog, literally, these past couple years when Nas been dropping crazy, I'm like, oh my gosh, this nigga's playing catch up right now. He's
now like,
it's weird.
I am front to back. I can listen.
Yeah,
to
yeah. That's my favorite Nas album.
Like,
that's my favorite. Yeah, I am is my favorite Nas album. Period. Especially the song with him and Scarface. Oh my gosh. Hey, niggas don't even know about their. This hip hop shit's deep. Niggas, see this hip hop, and that's another thing I want to say. Kendrick brought back balance to the game, because I feel like niggas is paying attention to his wordplay and how, you know, how he's spitting and shit, that people are going to be paying more attention to the rhyming and shit than just saying some bullshit. I do. You know what I'm saying? Okay. They're going to be listening to Kendrick a lot more, and they're going to be peeping games.
So,
you know what I'm saying? He's bringing back balance. So, yeah, let's get this little bullshit out the way. Let's get this poppy shit out the way, and let's get back to what we're doing.
To the real hip-hop.
The real hip-hop.
I mean, bro, Kendrick's Damn album is top tier.
Yeah.
I mean, the Good Kid, Mad City's fire. That Damn album is top tier.
It's top tier. Yeah. But there's so much more.
He dropped. Okay, we got. Okay, so VR. All right, so he's stuck on Hove. He nailed it down to Hove. He made a decision. We got Haze with 50 Cent. He did have a dope.
Yeah, run. Right. Yeah. 50. Okay. Yeah,
that I get do. Rich or Die Trying was crazy.
And oh, then, there's so many. Oh, 50
R&B, you got New Edition R&B. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Hey, yeah, right,
he pulled a wild card.
My nigga, yeah, he's right, bro. He's right.
Yeah, Hayes, that's what we were talking about. This is like this battle kind of revitalized hip-hop.
Yeah.
And I was saying, like, I'm getting older, so maybe I'm like, I don't know, a little bit feeling like, damn, I hate to see two black men tearing each other down, but
this
it
is
was
sport.
Good music, and the world's eyes were on it.
Right, but so, bro, I'm not gonna go watch a football game and say, damn, these motherfuckers
I mean,
is beating
up,
each other up. This is the sport.
I mean, but growing up, that's all I lived for was battle,
right.
Fucking battles. So like, yeah, I'm just old. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, I understand it, but. The game's the game, man. The game's the game. You can't. Don't be. This is the nature of the sport.
You're right. He said hip hop's a sport.
Yeah. If you don't like the sport, go to another sport where it's not like this. Go to country. Go to pop. Pop. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, this is. If you're really into
even
this
Taylor
shit.
Taylor Swift's battling now. Wasn't she taking shots at Kim Kardashian?
Oh yeah, she was subbing.
Yeah, right.
Dog, I fuck with Taylor
talking
Swift.
Talking about her daughter listening.
She was subbing.
She was talking about.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She.
My wife had to break it down to me. So. She had to break the beef down to me. Yeah. She had to break the beef down to me. I didn't know what was going on.
She's breaking down bars to
you
now.
And I was like, oh shit. Yeah.
Breaking down the bars to Jay Tizza. Hey, that's what's up.
Okay, that's a dope question, Josh. I appreciate your input and your feedback today. I really appreciate it. He the real MVP for this one.
Shout out to my man.
Hey, he says, what's the best diss track of all time?
Nigga, hit
you
him up.
No Vaseline.
You could say
a lot
that.
Of people like No Vaseline.
Hit
him up is crazy.
I gotta say, hit him up, bro.
Ether.
Nah, I gotta say,
I just liked
up.
Ether.
I like Ether
that
too.
That beat was wild.
I like Ether too. I like Dre Day, but I think Hit 'Em Up was the
Hit 'Em Up. Yeah, Hit 'Em Up's dope.
You know what I'm saying? When you start
Damn,
off a song,
that's tough. I don't know.
When you start off a song saying that's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Oh yeah,
that's
it,
dog. That's it.
That's it.
You got you're,
Game
you're
over.
Done.
Game over.
You know what I'm saying? You didn't say that's why I fucked your bitch, motherfucker. That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat mother dog. That's fucked. Whew.
Yeah. Right off rip.
Hey, we're just going to get this out the way. I fucked your bitch. Dog.
Get money.
Yeah. And I'm taking your song. Dog. I don't know. Yeah, that has to be number one.
That's crazy.
I hate when people say Back to Back is like a top diss song. Like, I don't think, Back to Back's not in my top five diss songs. I don't think this is my top five diss songs.
I don't even remember it.
Right.
I mean, I can't quote nothing from it.
Right. I just know back to back. I just know back to back and on your girl's tour. That's that part.
Like, I like Drake as an artist. I'm not gonna lie.
Right, I like Drake as an artist. He's a good artist.
People don't like Drake. Because and he's not, and I don't feel like he's a real rapper. He just makes music. He's an artist.
He gets in that ring.
He does.
He gets in that ring.
Has he battled everybody?
Yeah.
Or he was hitting them with subs.
Dog. It's just simple. He gets in the ring with these guys that are real rappers. So that's the equivalent of me being like.
Yeah.
If I get into a ring with a bunch of gangbangers and I'm not a gangbanger, what do I expect to happen?
Right.
Somebody's going to try to bang on me.
Yo, Hayes just said fucking real diss records destroy people.
Yes.
That's the truth. Like, in 50
destroyed
Jahlil. 50
destroyed Jahlil.
He literally came and stole his whole career. Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
That's a great point. Yeah, that back down. Oh, I forgot about back down. Damn, Curtis, hey, he's out here spitting.
He's out here spitting right now. Jeffrey Atkins.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I say that's a top diss record.
If you look closely, 50 don't back.
That's a top five.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Damn.
You know what I think is a top five?
Clickety, clank, clickety, clank.
That's a top 10. But I think, real motherfucking G's. That's a top five.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That Eazy-E. I think that's a top five.
Yo, I'm not going to lie. Ja had great music.
Yeah, he did. He had good music too. It's like Drake.
He stole his career.
It's like Drake. That's what Kendrick's doing to Drake. And Drake got the fucking spinning G in a piece now. He might have to hand that shit over. He might have to hand that over. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy. That was a dope run. I mean, obviously that was like my prime age for music. So
right,
I feel like that was the best era of music. Obviously,
one of the best because you had a. We also forget
for hip hop
Jada and Beans. That Jada Beans beat.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy. That shit was crazy. That Jada and Beans, bro.
Hey, B-Hard hitting with the topics. Most underrated rapper of all time. See, now, if you'd have asked me this 5 years ago, I would have probably, 5, 10 years ago, I would have probably said Busta.
Underrated.
But I don't feel like that anymore. But I think like 10 years ago, I would have said Busta Rhymes was probably the most underrated rapper
of all time. Damn, I got to think about that one. So, that's crazy. I just did think of the most underrated rapper. Project Pat.
See, I was a Bleak fan, but Project I ain't going to say he's the most underrated.
I'll say Project Pat
had some hits. Yo.
No, Project Pat.
And I mean,
Project Pat is the most underrated rapper.
I can't say either one of them is the most underrated in my opinion. I would say like Sheik Luch or something like that. Because
I can't say he's underrated. Because I fuck with Sheik Luch.
He didn't get the same.
Actually, I'll say Styles P.
I mean, but Styles got way more credit than Sheik.
But Styles don't get that credit, bro. Styles P's hard.
The game.
Dog, if you listen to Styles P, you might think he's harder than Jada, but Styles is, they got different styles. Styles P's hard. I think he's underrated.
Yeah, but I feel like he had his run, though.
Nah.
He had his run.
I don't know.
I feel like he had his run.
That's tough to say. That's a hard one. That's a hard one.
I don't know. I guess I'll stick with Busta. I don't know, but I don't feel like that anymore.
I don't feel like Busta's underrated. I feel like Busta gets his props in his shine.
Cannabis.
I mean, nah, man. No.
Jay Hayes says cannabis.
Cannabis was good. Cannabis was good, but he lost me when he lost that battle.
Lox is too legendary to call him underrated.
Right.
Yeah. They didn't sell records though like that,
right? But I mean,
hip hop has loved
the Lox. All them D Block mixtapes and shit. Oh my gosh. Who else? I'll say Lloyd Banks is most underrated.
I never really was a huge Banks fan.
Lloyd Banks is the most underrated. I'll say that. Lloyd Banks.
Okay.
Yeah, Lloyd Banks.
I don't know. I don't agree with that one, but I can't really say who.
Oh,
I think,
yeah, Lloyd Banks. He's
I don't agree. I don't agree that cannabis is either. But he said Eminem stole his whole style.
I don't think Eminem stole his whole style because
hey, didn't
Eminem? Did Eminem's not, proved himself too much. Eminem's proved himself way
him
too much.
Him and LL Cool J battled for a minute.
Yeah, LL ripped that ass up.
Fabulous. Mm. I don't think he has some commercial hits though.
Yeah, I don't think he's underrated. I think he gets his.
He was dope, but
yeah, I think he's good. He gets his.
He has some commercial hits. Damn.
Yeah, I definitely would have to say Lloyd Banks. Big L.
Well, I mean,
but I mean, he got
last that long.
Yeah, but still, you know what I mean? Because.
When did he die? What year did he die, though?
Take Big L and Biggie.
What year did Big L die? 90s. Isn't
it 97, 98?
So we weren't really even old enough to really appreciate it.
Right. But we can now. You know what I'm saying? We still can now. You can still hear some Big L. Now, if you pick Big L...
Skilo was all over them hits, them fucking BT jams in the morning.
Yeah.
Skilo was all over that shit. And fucking Domino.
I wish I was Skilo a little bit Domino. Taller. I wish I was a baller. here we go.
That was crazy.
Yay, yay.
You don't even know what he says, right?
One,
still
two,
don't know
three,
what he says to this day.
Says,
you still
OG.
Don't know what he said.
The ghetto jam is about to slam. Yay, yay. I said, I don't know what he said.
That's all I know, too. That's crazy.
Oh, man. But let's see. What else do I got in the
I think we got one more little topic, and then... We can hop off of here. It's a nice first little trial run.
Yeah.
My apologies to the chat. This is new, so I wasn't fully engaged with the chat from the off rip. So we're gonna get better.
Now Vihar.
shout out everybody. Let's see who's
I got a topic. I don't want y'all your old ladies to get mad.
Let me just give a little rundown. Shout out everybody that was participating in the chat.
Absolutely.
We got Chelsea Marie and his wifey.
Hey.
Josh Vihar. William Wretchless.
Yo, shout out.
Endo Hayes. Shout out Big Bro
shout out,
Jay
hey,
Hayes.
Hey, shout out Jay Hayes.
Big Show Off. Big Empire. We got big things coming. Shout out to you, bro.
Shout out.
Appreciate y'all. Ryan Robinson.
Hey, shout out my nigga Rob Robinson. Hey.
Yeah, he said the game top artist.
Okay.
Or most underrated. I'm sorry, most underrated.
He could be right, though.
Ryan, I hope you heard that game diss on Rick Ross.
He could be right.
That
Dramatic is actually all right. That Dramatic is it's nice. That's a slept on album.
That's the most recent one he just released?
Yeah,
where he really did everybody's style on the whole album.
Yeah, that Dramatic is actually pretty hard. Pause. Yeah, that shit's dope. Shit is dope. I will say that. But so my last question, a topic of the day is who gets more annoyed during a relationship, men or women?
I feel like men annoy women on purpose more.
I don't say on purpose. I feel like men annoy women, but it don't be on purpose. But like the little shit that we do be annoying women, which makes it turn into something bigger. Actually, it makes it turn into something that doesn't even.
Or the little shit we don't do. That's what really be annoying them.
Yeah. Hey. What do you want? What do you want? You want us to do this? Or you don't want us to do this? What do you want? What do you want? I don't know.
Shout out Heather Marie as well.
Hey, shout out to Heather Marie. Hey. Hey, we go back. I call her my little niece, but you know, I know her for a long time. She's good peoples. That's good peoples. Shout out to Heather Marie. But who's more annoying in relationships? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, I'll put myself under the fire. I ain't going to do you, JT. Hey, you got to go upstairs.
I'll answer. I'm gonna fuck.
But,
so, I got a car to sleep in, too, if I have to.
If you have Shit. To. I've done it many nights. But, you know, there'll be little things that, you know, us men do that, you know, women be like, hey, why don't you do this, or why don't you just close it? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, us, we be thinking, we be doing shit. We might forget. They might have to say it to us another couple times, or they might not even say it until it builds up and it becomes a whole another issue. It's
a real thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's over something small. Like, okay, as little as the toilet seat. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so listen. Listen. If I got to lift it up every time, why don't you ever got to put it down?
Dog,
for yourself.
That shit will cause a war.
Or why don't you lift it up when you leave so I don't got to lift it up?
Yeah.
And maybe that solves the problem. If you lift it up when you're done, then you never have to worry about
that. Equality.
Say where I want.
Equality. But, however, even still, that little thing can turn into something that is not even warranted or wanted or even in the realms of being true. It could be something that just turns up to be made up in their head, and it's all over a lifted up toilet seat or something small.
Or something small. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, whereas, you know, I don't know about you, but I know me, I'm going to overlook some of that shit because I know because I know it's not that big. You know what I'm saying? I pick my battles. That's not a battle I'm going to pick.
I'm not going to overlook that shit. because I'm going to keep it real. Like, we're in a safe space, right?
Right, yeah, right, right.
I'm going to keep it real.
I'm very particular about shit. I get it.
To a fucking fault. I'm the one that be like, yo, what about this? What about that? What about this? What about that? What about this? Right?
Yeah.
And it's like the dumbest shit that gets under my skin, because I'm probably one of the most patient people you ever meet. Probably one of the most patient people you ever meet. The most helpful person you'll probably ever meet.
But
there's like weird little shit that like drives me crazy.
I'm the same way.
It makes me want to snap. I hold it together, but it makes me want to stop. I don't know why I'm like that. Probably because I let everything else big go. But it, like,
the little
if you're going to do this big shit, like, get the little shit right. That's how I feel about this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. If you could pay attention to, actually, I'll take it a step further.
That's like,
if you could pay attention like to these the little things person. That I do that you notice, and it's very little, and I know that's little, but it's a, you could pick, if you could pick that out, then you can pick out this big thing that I'm sitting here trying to ask you to do. That's a bigger deal than this little thing that you're picking out.
Yeah.
You know? But it could go vice versa too. You know what I'm saying? I could probably do something better. But at the same time.
She said, do we need to talk later?
Oh, man, shit. Right.
You got an extra couch.
I got you.
Hey, he's trying to get it. Hey, why are you instigating, V-Har? Why are you instigating? He said, tell her to call it. He tell her to call in right now. Why are you instigating?
But no, man, like, I don't know. I just, Is there any?
Hey, that's crazy. He said your relationship ever gone so good you look for something to fight about. Like, hey, why you leave the cabinet door? That's fucking
right.
Hey, that's toxic, bro.
That's toxic.
That's
but
toxic.
but that's the type of shit that I'm talking about, because it could be a little thing, and that's it just toxic. Sets a lot of other things off, and it's like, yo, it's not even that deep.
Yeah, that's toxic.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, us men, we're not even thinking about all that. We're not gonna let some little shit piss us off like that. You know what I mean?
I mean, I might,
but I don't know. I don't know. We're all just ordinary people. I don't know.
But I mean, that's just how shit goes with me. Across the board, like, I get annoyed off the dumbest shit, and the biggest shit does not bother me.
Hey, this must be a Virgo thing, man.
Yeah.
This must be a Virgo thing. It has to be, because...
But I will say, why do women stew on that shit? And you would like,
oh, they,
what's wrong? And then like, a month later, well... This shit happened.
It's the multiverse of madness.
Damn, I asked you the day this shit happened.
Right. It's the multiverse of madness when it all comes out, because it becomes this, that, and this, and this. And it's like, yo, we was just talking about you being mad over something small. Now it's this.
Beat your ass in checkers. Why you mad?
Yeah, now it's a whole bunch of other things. It's the multiverse of madness. We can't ever get it. You know, it ain't never going to be straight, but... That's for another discussion. Anyways, but I just want to say that...
I appreciate y'all.
Thank y'all for tuning in.
The first iteration of Inbox Live.
Yeah. This is the first Inbox Live.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can do this again, man. And now that we know the settings and what we need to do and this, that, and the third, hopefully we can do this again.
When we want people to see some shit, we probably should go public.
We should.
Instead of private.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would help.
Yeah.
That would definitely help.
But we learn. And we probably should interact with the chat if we're going
to
go live.
Yeah.
We learn that too. Yeah. So, but if y'all tune in when this hits Indie 100 and when it hits the podcast platforms, we will be adding some music in here for your pleasure. We just can't do it to Facebook. Some of the stuff I own copyrights to. But just for the safety, we want to make sure we don't put it on that platform. So
yeah, because it's strict and we got to be careful. But hey, if any artists out there that you have you do music, anything, you own any businesses or anything, hey, advertise on Inbox Radio.
Yeah, hit us up inbox.
In the inbox.
And we can discuss. Maybe we can have you on as a future guest as well.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But just know, I want to put this out there because, hey, niggas be on this system where it's like, oh, bro, come on. I know you for this long, and hey, cut the shot of my business. Hey.
So here's the thing. People will pay full price at a big chain. If you go to Target, you pay full price unless you got a coupon. If you go to McDonald's, you pay full price unless you get a coupon in the app. If you go to your friend's t-shirt shop, you're going to pay full price.
If you go to McDonald's.
To Foot Locker, you're going to pay full price. Like, we got to stop trying to get our friends to do deals because they own small businesses. Like, how do you expect that business to thrive if you're not willing to pay full price?
Right.
To support your friends. Now, if you support your friends on some business and you continuously get a bad product, I understand. Tell them about it. Don't blast them. That's your peoples. Tell them about it. Give them the positive feedback. Maybe they can improve it. But you got to pay full price to help your friends and family's businesses out. If you're going to do it at the big chains, you got to go to Starbucks and pay fucking $5 for a coffee. Then if I get a coffee shop and my shit's $2.50, don't ask me for half off.
Right. Help
it's
your-
fucked up.
Help your people.
Help your people.
I really want to say, help your niggas, nigga. So I really want to say, help your niggas, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But shit, like,
And support local artists, too.
Support local artists.
And if it's trash, politely tell them it's trash.
Yeah, maybe it'll help them. I don't know. But see, here's the thing that I don't get. So I've been in this thing for four and a half years. You know what I'm saying? Started off local. Started off, you know, I was a local joker. You know what I'm saying? I could, you know, to a certain extent, I could still be considered a local joker. However, here's one thing. So I got with these niggas called Indy 100, right? They're owned by a company called, NBC News?
NBC News.
You know what I'm saying? They're owned by NBC News. So if you check my email, pharrellmo@nbcnewsradio.com. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm progressing to be in a better spot because you don't start from the bottom and go straight to the top. It doesn't work like that. That's a fucking facade. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We need support. Help support us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're obviously doing good enough for other motherfuckers to recognize and put us on.
That's how it usually works.
That's how it always works. But you know what I'm saying? If another motherfucker can recognize and put us on, hey, just show a little bit of support, man. Show a little bit.
Hey.
A little bit. You know what I mean? Just a little bit.
VR keeps he keeps talking about this JT and two times. Mixtape coming soon. So I used to rap. I used to be a rapper. And I made some music recently too, but I don't make music anymore for myself. I'm not a rapper.
Hey,
anymore.
VRB knowing
I'm
the
not
history.
Yeah, he does.
He knows the history.
I don't be rapping no more. Maybe if the people want it.
Hey, Van Gogh. Go stream Van Gogh on all your platforms right now.
I will be putting the
JT got an album right now, Van Gogh, and it's hard.
It's a compilation album, and I am on there rapping. So if you want to hear that, go check that out. But I think I feel like I am gonna finish the masterpiece series. So be on the lookout for that Da Vinci. Or that Picasso.
Hey,
I feel like it might be time to bring that back. I wasn't sure if I was gonna do it, but I think I might now. I think I might.
Hey.
I think I might.
It's time. Ball out.
But yeah, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. And then we'll keep you posted on the next time. But also, give us some feedback, you know, send some messages. Let us know what you'd like to hear. Let us know what y'all like to talk about. If you want to jump on, we have the capability to allow you to join the show live. So just be aware of that. We can have you call in and we can chop it up.
Yeah, because if I can get feedback from people in Seattle, Washington or Los Angeles or anywhere in, you know, the world, really. Actually, I just got feedback from somebody in. Oh fuck! Was it New Zealand? Not New Zealand. It was somewhere.
It was New Zealand.
It was somewhere. But if I can get feedback from people all over the world that listen to this shit, the shit that we're doing right now that you're seeing, that you're listening to, that recording, if I can get this feedback from other people, and I can't get this feedback from the people that's within my community or within my county, hey man, hey, I'm just saying, man, hey. It's all good. It's all good. Hey, you just stay right there where you're at. You sit there and you just don't do nothing. We're cool.
If you don't enjoy it,
hey,
tell us why.
Yeah, just tell us why.
Because I'm all about improving and growing.
I can take criticism. I'm good. Because obviously what I'm doing got me doing this shit right now. But, you know, there's always room for improvement. Always work. You know what I'm saying? Always. I ain't never above nothing. I ain't above nothing. I'm just like y'all. I ain't shit.
Hey, well, Chelsea, stop telling me what to do. Hey, no.
The boss.
Thanks to her. Nah, she sent me a couple messages before we started in the middle just to get me on track. So I appreciate you. But just don't tell me what to do in public like that. That's not right.
Shout out to the boss. That's the boss.
Yeah, right we there. Need an inbox banner, Farrell.
Yes.
We need an inbox banner.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
He's right.
Let's
what up, Lopez?
Let's get it. Hey, my man, Lopez. Hey, shout out, Lopez.
We about to sign off.
Oh yeah, you got check the live out. Hey, the audio will be out soon. Hey, check it on Apple, Spotify, Deezer, Google, Amazon, Tidal. But hey, make sure you go on indie100.com and all this shit's on there.
And you might catch some other shit. We're gonna dress for the weather next time, so we ain't up here sweating.
Yeah, yeah. Also, man, let me not forget. My man JT got a show on Indy 100 too. But,
oh, yeah.
Hey, you know.
Ball Out Radio.
Ball Out Radio.
Yeah.
So, hey, we're doing our thing. We're doing it. Oh, before I forget, this is the biggest fucking announcement ever. I've said this many times before. Press Box Sports Talk this fall. Your boy Pharrell Moe.
Do you have a date, like a start date yet?
No start date.
Gonna be August?
No start date yet. It's gonna be late August, early September.
Okay.
We're getting ready for that football season, but Press Box Sports Talk Radio.
When you gonna hit us with the logo?
Oh, I got the logo. I can hit you with the logo right now.
All
right. I got the logo. We ready. We
might as well hit the people with the logo. Also.
Oh, we gonna hit the people with the logo. Hey, it's ready. You know what I'm saying? But the Press Box Sports Talk Radio. We're talking about all WPIL, college, and pros.
That's dope.
You know what I'm saying? So check out for that. If if you're on here and you was a former athlete, you know what I mean, in the college, pros, high school, whatever, you know, you want to get some banner on, you know what I mean, get some bullshit talking, hey, it's all here for you. This fall, check out for the dates and times, and hey, let's get it, man. Let's get it. Let's go. Sports, yes, hey, sir. Press Box, Inbox Radio. Let's go.
Peace.
Peace.
The Inbox.
I never cared about. I did 2 shows for 100. That's a fair amount. Maybach from Jenny to Water. You know my whereabouts. The ones responsible for all those bodies y'all been hearing about. Niggas had the Zod trap and a heroin house and made more weekly than a doctor made yearly out of salary. I'm rocking a Mary out the factory. Mike personally sending packs to me. Yeah. Niggas still copying waves, still in my drip, but them niggas never rockin' the same. Boy thought he was gangster until he got shot in his braids. You know we crashing out if ever you hop out of your lane. Pulled up the Dykeman to see Poppy and cop me some haze. Nigga lost half his leg when he was shot with a gauge. Rock a lot of chains in Atlanta, I stopped at the flame. Conway, y'all know the name. Pussy.
I'm an Atlanta nigga, but I be with Jay Hayes. Knocking these hoes, not killing niggas since the first grade. Drinking Douce, smoking the ganja till I'm old age. I need a probate. Daddy was pimping in the fro age. New rappers, I love it. Keep doing your thing, kid. Old rappers, I love it. Reason I'm still here. I'm getting head in public. Old bitch still want me. I told the judge, him or me. Dog, I'm out here thugging. Smoking this TAC and buy drinks, McLovin. Windows fogged up, the back seat straight fucking. JT, ball out, Papa John's, we better. JP Morgan, Edison, more clever. Changed the whole world, homie John D. Rockefeller. Black man icon, Bill Cosby sweater. Andrew Carr, nigga, earn money daily. Milton Hershey, changed the whole landscape. T.D. Roosevelt, rearranged them banks. Pierre DuPont, blow it up with thanks. Be the man in the city, Empire State. I love being Twan Green the entire day. I get it scraped from the blood like the Sawyer frame. Don't wanna end up like Magellan as he eyed a plank. Just a little bit of history while you guys await. Came a long way from Dacre, yeah, that Simon says. I be running to the money, yeah, that timely bread. They want a feature from the homie, but I'm miles ahead. I've been rapping for 1 minute, you can't tell me shit. Sick and tired of the nigga trying Southern lyrics. Conway the Machine, I can't wait till you hear it. Twan Green number one, bitch, I feed your spirit. Yeah.
forest, run, run, forest, run, forest.